Hello everybody, Rod Sloan here with another Audio Boo. Stumps, day three of the second test match at Lord's. Now, as an Englishman who doesn't often see England dominate Australia, it'd be very easy to sit here and crow, wouldn't it? You know, England are better than Australia and we're destroying you. And I think that'd be wrong. It'd be very easy for me here to sit here and laugh at Ricky Ponting dropping that catch off Ravi Bopara. It'd be very easy for me to sit here and laugh when Ravi Bopara didn't accept that decision that he was caught. But I'm not going to do that. Here's my view. England are in a very strong position. But they were also in a very strong position in July 1948 at Headingley, when Australia needed a mere 404 in the fourth innings to win the game. And they did. Some guy called Arthur Morris scored 182, and some chap you may have heard of called Don Bradman scored 173. Now, that Australia team won that series 5-0, I believe. They were invincible. And that was a great Australian team, you know, with Don Bradman, Ray Linwall, Keith Miller, Bill Johnson. Wonderful team. Neil Hardley. But, Norman Yardley, rather. Norman Yardley played for England. What am I talking about? There we go. Getting strange here. The sun, the success is beating down on me. So I think England tomorrow, I assume the weather's good. You know, Australia have 180 overs to survive. I'm not sure they're going to do that. They've got some good, patient batters. But if England bowl well and bowl efficiently, they should win. End of story. Now, I guess the key question is, why did Andrew Strauss not enforce the follow-on? I'm sure he had his logical reasons. Maybe he thought it was a good day for batting and Australia could thrash about, maybe get a lead and put England under pressure in the fourth innings. Maybe he thought the bowlers weren't up to it. Maybe he thought Freddie's knee couldn't take another day bowling. And maybe he's right. So let's see how that goes. From England's point of view, Peterson and Bopara don't look in good nick, do they? I think Peterson has got an injury and I think Bopara perhaps needs a rest. And he needs to have, you know, Graham Gooch sort him out. Nonsense. So tomorrow, hopefully the weather will be good. England will declare and put Australia in and will bowl well and will put them under pressure. So tomorrow, we're going to see how good Australia are when their back is against the wall. Now, knowing Australia, there'll be some very modest and conservative batting. And there'll be some aggressive batting, and that's what we expect from Australia. So they'll be good in defence, and they'll try and counter-attack as well, and good luck to them. I have a great admiration for Australian and Australian sportsmen, but I enjoy it when we beat them, and I fully expect England, tomorrow or on Monday, to win an Ashes Test match at Lord's. I've never seen that before. Most people in the country have never seen that before. It's going to be good, isn't it? Come on, England. You can do it. Boo. Boo.